Netherlands head to the polls today in an election that could have repercussions throughout Europe. It's the first of three European elections this year where the far-right parties are polling high in the lead-up. The far-right candidate from the Netherlands, Geert Wilders, has been labelled the Dutch Donald Trump. Dr. Caroline Van Ham is a lecturer in politics at the University of New South Wales. The Wire's Michael Magali asked her how accurate this description is.
So I think the kind of campaigning techniques that Trump uses have been used by Wilders for a long time now. So in a way, Wilders was before Trump, but they have definitely been in touch. Actually, there is a group of right-wing leaders in Europe that have met up with Trump and that are also meeting up now regularly to support each other in the campaign. And of course, in terms of campaign rhetoric, yeah, it's very similar. It's very much about reclaiming national sovereignty, reclaiming autonomy. In Wilders' case, that means being anti-EU, anti-immigrant, and very much an anti-elite agenda as well. So we are outside of power and we understand what the people really want.
Is protectionism on his agenda as well? Economic protectionism?
That's the interesting thing with Wilders, is that economically, actually, they don't have an agenda that is that distinguished from the other parties. So they are slightly to the right of the mainstream. Actually, he's trying to downplay a little bit his economic position so that he can emphasize the issues in which they are distinctive, which is immigration control and getting out of the EU. So if there is anything protectionist there, it's about getting out of the EU and regaining national control over our economy. But in terms of attitudes towards markets, I think he's still quite neoliberal, I would say.
And his opponent, Jesse Klaver, could you tell us a little about him?
To be honest, his main component is our current prime minister, who is the leader of the Conservative Liberal Party. So really the race is between these two parties. The race is on the right, as it will be in France as well. The polls are indicating that our prime minister and his party might be the largest party, which I think everyone's hoping for, but polls also notoriously underestimate support for extreme right parties. So it might be that Geert Wilders will actually be the largest party. And as Jesse Klaver is concerned, in a way he's a surprise of this election, I think. He has a different story. He's from the left, the Greens, and he's a very young leader of this party. He's very much emphasizing a similar story as Justin Trudeau is emphasizing in Canada. So inclusivity, immigrants are welcome, and a left-wing economic agenda. And he's very popular among young people. But yes, this election is going to be decided on turnout. So even if they're polling very high, the question is whether these young people are actually going to make it to the polling booth today.
Could we unpack some of the issues and maybe just the build-up? Has there been a bit of unrest in the build-up to this election?
So in the 2012 elections, that was the last national election, the economy was very high on the agenda because we just had the global financial crisis and the knock-on effects it had in Europe. And so that was very much felt in the Netherlands as well. And I think in the past 20 years, if you look at Dutch elections, as soon as the economy is the core issue of the election, extreme right parties don't perform that well. And actually, this government has done very well in terms of economic output. The Netherlands is one of the best placed economies at the moment in Europe. We have very low unemployment, low inflation. So the economy is doing really well. And interestingly, when the economy is doing really well, we all return to immigration and national identity. So this campaign has been very much about immigration and national identity, which is good news for Wilders because he can score on those issues. So it was a bit of a boring campaign, as is customary in the Netherlands, but it got shaken up a little bit by the Turkey incident, I think, where both Wilders and our prime minister have attempted to gain the upper hand in being tough against Islam, basically.
What is your prediction?
It's really difficult. So as it looks now, the conservative liberals, who have been governing for a couple of years now, are leading up to be the largest party. But as I said, the second party in the polls is the extreme right, and usually the polls underestimate their support. And then in recent weeks, just the last week, we've seen a return of voters to the mainstream. So I really don't know. We could have a surprise, and if we have a bad surprise, it's going to be that the extreme right is the first, or it's actually going to go back to the center, and then the mainstream parties are going to win. But it's going to depend on who turns out to vote today.
Dr. Caroline Van Ham, lecturer in politics at the University of New South Wales, speaking to The Wire's Michael Magali.